my previous post here, I've tried to give some idea of what English writers such as Chaucer and Langland might have sounded like. Some 3 centuries later, Milton published Paradise Lost, about the fall of man. This is recognisably modern English. It's written in blank verse, that is to say, an unrhymed form in which the beat in each line goes ti-tum, 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 ti-tum. It's called an iambic pentameter. Here are the opening lines read simply to indulge myself in a consciously overblown manner. Of man's first disobedience and the fruit of that forbidden tree, whose mortal taste brought death into the world and all our woe, with loss of Eden, till one greater man restore us and regain the blissful seat. Sing, heavenly muse, that on the secret top of Oreb or of Sinai didst inspire that shepherd who first taught the chosen seed in the beginning how the heavens and earth rose out of chaos. Or if Zion Hill delight thee more, and Siloah's brook that flowed fast by the oracle of God, I thence invoke thy aid to my adventurous song, that with no middle flight intends to soar above the Ionian mount, while it pursues things unattempted yet in prose or rhyme. And chiefly thou, O Spirit, that dost prefer before all temples the upright heart and pure, instruct me, for thou knowest, thou from the first wast present, and with mighty wings outspread, dove-like sat'st brooding on the vast abyss and madest it pregnant. What in me is dark, illumine, what is low, raise and support, that to the height of this great argument I may assert eternal providence and justify the ways of God to men.